Preface. This book represents my personal journey as a Jew who follows Jesus through one of the most important and beloved accounts of Jesus' life, the Gospel of John. It has been said that some divide the world into men and women, while others into rich and poor, still others into black and white, and so on. But it could also be said, jokingly of course, that the world is really divided into those who love the Gospel of Mark and those who love the Gospel of John. I have always found the contents of the fourth gospel in particular most challenging and most gripping. Having said that, please allow me to confess that this gospel has literally bothered me for over 20 years until finally I was able to find a way through this challenge. As you know, the word gospel means good news, and I just could not see how this gospel was anything but bad news for us Jews. You see, throughout Christian history, the Gospel of John has stood among the most favored books of the Bible, alongside perhaps only with Psalms, Isaiah, and the book of Romans. This gospel has also been a source of much discussion. One of the main reasons for the ongoing discussion is its anti-Jewish rhetoric. It is possible that as you read this book, you will find yourself on the side of those who stand with Israel, and like the God-fearers of old, you may feel attraction to all things Jewish. The last thing you may be thinking right now is that this beloved gospel may be read as anti-Jewish. You may even wonder how I could think so. Please allow me to explain. In John, as in other parts of the Bible, Jesus has some very hard things to say. The problem here is that harsh words do not seem to be addressed to a Jewish subgroup, but rather to all the Jews. After all, harsh rhetoric is also present in the so-called most Jewish of all the four Gospels, the Gospel of Matthew, and is consistent with the standards of speech of the Israelite prophets. Just begin reading Isaiah or Amos, among many others, and you will easily see my point. In Matthew, as well as in Mark and in Luke, in most cases, it can be clearly seen that Jesus argued with the Jewish subgroups, such as scribes and Pharisees, but not with all the Jews. It is peculiar that only in the Gospel of John is the unnuanced "the Jews," in most English translations, used repeatedly referring to the opponents of Jesus who were often seeking to kill him. Probably the best example of this is found in John 8:44. There, John's Jesus said to the Jews, "You belong to your father the devil." Bearing in mind that the biblical language of the concept of the children of God being connected with the people of Israel, Deuteronomy 14:1, is it any wonder that many people like myself are puzzled and bothered by what John's Jesus allegedly said to the Jews? As a Jew who follows Jesus, and this may be a predicament unique to people like myself, I simply could not live with my favorite gospel being an anti-Jewish Christian document. I was acutely and constantly conscious of this problem. I saw this aspect more often than other Christian non-Jews would. Call it a psychological problem if you must. You may ask, if this was so painful, why did you stay with this gospel for so many years? That would be a fair question. The first part of my answer makes me feel a little bit like Tevye the Milkman from the classic film Fiddler on the Roof, and if you have not seen it, shame on you, you must. When he reflected that perhaps those who heard him speak about the importance and variety of Jewish traditions could ask the question, where did these traditions come from? Tevye imagined a confident answer, "I don't know." So part of the answer is that something or someone continued to draw me to this particular narrative of Jesus' life. Why did I stay with this conflicting narrative of Jesus' life so long without resolution? I don't really know. But as you can imagine, I do have a hunch, and I have a suspicion that you do too. There is one other major issue that kept a flicker of hope burning for many years. You see, other than reading the abundance of what seemed to be anti-Jewish statements, this gospel also boasts a large number of pro-Jewish stories and statements that are, in fact, not present in other gospels. Only in this gospel are the Jews actually called his own, John 1:11b. Only in this gospel, Jesus meets the Samaritan woman and tells her, salvation is from the Jews, John 4:22. Only in this gospel, Jesus is said to be buried according to the customs of the Jews, John 19:40. This too is a powerful statement of belonging. And as a final example, only in this gospel is Jesus portrayed as experiencing emotional pain together with the Jews when he mourns Lazarus, John 11:33. Why such stark contrasts? It is, of course, at this point in you hearing this book, which of course is very early, after all you're still in the preface, that you might be saying, that psychological problem you spoke about earlier may have been deeper than you first imagined. I can almost hear you say, are you saying that the Gospel of John is an anti-Jewish and pro-Jewish document all at the same time? Yes, that's exactly what I'm saying. But how can it be? Should be your response. Why do you think I wrote this book? Come,